Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studio, the voice of the Tri-County. And this morning, I am happy to have with me Erica Price from Munganast Burkhart Toyota.
Hi,
from Godfrey, Illinois.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I'm so fortunate to have another good-looking girl come in for an interview. I love it.
Well,
I love
it. Yes. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Because a long time I could never get good-looking girls to talk to me, but now I can.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So, Erica, did you grow up in a car business?
I did not, no. Car business was actually the furthest thing from anything I ever thought that I would ever do growing up. So, very fortunate to have started working at the dealership. It's actually a part-time job. Whenever I first started as a service cashier, so started that actually back in 2007. So I've been there a few years now.
I see. But you grew up in Alton?
I grew up in Godfrey. Went to Alton schools and graduated from Alton High School 2004. I was in the Marching 100, which was a big staple here in the area.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My cousin, Mike Fryman, was in the Marching 100
back
when he was years ago. I can remember hearing him tell about the Marching 100. I'm not for sure what he did. I think he did some sort of bugle or horn or something. What'd you play?
I played a very quiet instrument. I did the flags and rifle. So I was in the color guard.
I see. Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so was that your first job or did you have other jobs?
I had a couple of other just part-time jobs. Like I said, this was a second job, just kind of needing some more income at the time back in 07. I had already had my oldest, who was my stepson, was just a few years old at the time. I just had my firstborn son, who was just a few months at the time.
And
come to find out after I had started there, I realized I was pregnant with my youngest son, who is now actually 15 years old.
Well, so it's hard for me to believe that you have three children.
Well, thank you.
Three children. Mm-hmm. I'll be darned.
Yep, all boys.
All boys.
All boys, yep.
Does boys run in your family?
I would say so, probably.
Yeah.
Seems like we've got a lot of them running around.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you've worked your way up. How long have you been with Munganast?
I started there in 07. Like I said, I started as a service cashier, ended up working into the sales department as a sales greeter, you know, talking to the customers as they came in, trying to keep the salespeople in line as much as I could at that point in time. I actually had a couple of salesmen who talked to me about wanting a female on the sales floor. At the time, it was just not something that I ever thought would even be something I would consider. And they just told me, I said, you know, just kind of keep an eye on what we're doing here. You know, this is Toyota dealership. You know, they kind of sell themselves. So I really started paying attention and seeing what they were doing. And lo and behold, I ended up getting into the sales side of things and selling cars, starting that in 09. And kind of worked my way through and ended up becoming sales manager.
Now you're the manager. How many salespeople do you have under you?
I have actually 10 salespeople at this point.
Wow.
But I do have other sales managers that help me out here as well. So
what's your philosophy as a sales manager?
You know, I have been through a lot of different management, you know, styles over the years. I want my salespeople to be treated the way that I wanted to be treated as a salesperson. Just kind of hopefully guiding them and helping them in their career and hoping that they're going to be able to continue growth as I continue my growth.
Mm-hmm. So you're always teaching?
I try, yes, sir.
You're always teaching. Now, what you say, the Toyota sells itself. Why do you say that?
Well, Toyota has always been notorious for having the quality, durability, and reliability. Toyota also has a philosophy that's called Kaizen, which is never best, just better. So they always look at doing anything that they can to make sure that they keep progressing and just keep bettering themselves as well as those who work for them.
Kaizen. Mm-hmm. Sounds German.
It is a Japanese word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But the thing with Toyotas that I've learned is Toyota's are manufactured here in America.
Yeah, we do have
not all of them, but we do have manufacturing
here. Exactly. Yep.
And we have they are manufactured in what cities?
We've got San Antonio is one of the cities. We do have Indianapolis as well. So definitely spread all throughout the United States. We have factories, you know, in the United States that keep our citizens working.
Did you say something about hybrids?
Yeah. Hybrids are great.
Explain what a hybrid vehicle is.
So your hybrid is going to be a combined gas motor as well as an electric motor that are going to work together to give you the best fuel efficiency possible.
Do you still have to plug them in?
Not all of them. We do have some that you can plug in, but it is not a necessity. It is not a fully electric vehicle. Toyota did just recently come out with a bZ4X, which is going to be a fully electric vehicle. And we do have the plug-ins there at the dealership that are accessible for our customers as well if they do decide to go with a plug-in route.
Question.
Yeah.
The plug-ins, are all the plug-ins, because I know there's a lot of electric cars, mm-hmm. and there's always stations where you plug them in.
Right.
Are all those universal?
Yeah, they are all going to end up using the same plug-in. Like if you had any other makes as well, then they're all going to use the same one.
You know, that does sound, because the one thing I hear about electric vehicles, mm-hmm. the downside is, well, what is, if you don't have, you know, if you run out of juice,
right,
and it takes 3 or 4 hours to charge up, and you're on a trip, so you could eventually, you could basically, you wouldn't have to rely on that.
Right. And then with the hybrids, that is something that is kind of the best of both worlds because you do get that maximum fuel efficiency without feeling like you would have to plug it in. But obviously, they have been trying to expand on the infrastructure with electric vehicles kind of becoming a little bit more popular. But like I said, the Toyotas with the Prius started out in the early 2000s. So Toyota's definitely been a front runner of the hybrid technology.
Mm-hmm. Now the Toyota, when I think about a Toyota, I think about their smaller vehicles. Mm-hmm. Do they make bigger vehicles? Do they make trucks?
Yes, we have the Tundras, which you can also get in a hybrid as well. Tacomas are just now actually newly redesigned for 2024. They will also be coming out with a hybrid vehicle as well with that. We have everything from, like you said, a smaller vehicle up to mid-size sedans, different size SUVs. You know, our RAV4s, especially our RAV4 hybrids, have been a very, very big seller. The Toyota Sienna actually just went to fully hybrid lineup as well. We actually can't get them on our lot before they are pre-sold. Uh-huh. So that has definitely been one of our top sellers.
I see. Mm-hmm. So do they sell... Does Toyota make a commercial truck also?
No, Toyota has not gotten into the commercial side of things.
The biggest, would they make like a 3/4 ton or a 1 ton?
So it'd be, the Tundra is actually going to be more of a half ton.
Half ton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's a lot of needs for half tons, that's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And get a half ton hybrid.
Yes. Right? So, like I said, the Tundra with the hybrid is actually going to give you nice torque. People don't even realize that the hybrid models actually give you more torque, more get up and go than what a gas model would give you.
I see. How's your... how's your lot? You got a lot of cars on the lot?
We actually have more new inventory in our lot than we have had over the past 3 years. Obviously, COVID kind of did a number on every industry, mm-hmm. ours included. So we have about 70 new vehicles on our lot that are currently available. We typically have anywhere from 70 to 90 used vehicles as well. So that's every make and model that you can think of.
And in your... at your operation, you have a service department?
We do, yes. We have a wonderful service department. We've always been, you know, top 5% in the nation for customer satisfaction, and they definitely take care of our customers. After we've completed the sale, I know that it's a necessity and a wonderful thing that I have my service department there as well, and they just continue on with the customer owning situation there.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you have a lot of other makes of cars because everybody's trading in.
Yes.
And I'm sure you have some good deals on those.
We do.
Any financing going on for any of that stuff?
Yeah, on certain models, we have 399 up to 60 months on some of our new vehicles. We have current specials on different vehicles that are there on the lot, you know, up to thousands of dollars off, depending on what vehicle you're looking at.
Okay. So what's your best deal you have right now?
Oh, goodness. That is a very good question. I don't know that I could really say a best deal. It just kind of depends on what exactly you're looking for.
Well, I'm saying like interest rate on new car buys. Do you have you got anything really special?
The 399 up to 60 months, you know, that's been big, which, you know, being in the industry, I've seen everything from 0% and, you know, 1.9%. But, you know, historically, that was incredibly low. And recently, I don't know how recently you've looked at any vehicles or taken a look at any loans. Typically, you're looking at about 7%, you know, rates on vehicle loans right now. So Toyota putting out the lower interest rate is definitely helpful.
What's the biggest seller for Toyota?
Oh, like I said, we can't keep Siennas on the lot. You know, those are definitely pre-sold, but the Siennas, the Toyota vans.
Oh, the vans.
Yeah, and they are fully hybrid as well at
this
point.
Are they a family van? What kind of van?
They are a family van. I actually had a Sienna myself. My mother still drives a Sienna. And it's great because it's one of the most versatile vehicles that is on the market. I always laugh. My parents have always had a wonderful social life, and they continue to take their friends around with them. And there's plenty of room, you know, and it was also wonderful whenever she had us as kids whenever we were younger, as well as, you know, my kids and her other grandchildren, so she can take them around. But it's also nice to have that for your adults that you want to take around with you, too.
So Sienna?
Yes.
Sienna? It's a hybrid, too?
Yes,
and
that it is.
And what kind of mileage can you get with that one?
You can get close to 38, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So just depending on where and when you drive it.
What's the best mileage you can get on one of your Toyotas, and which kind?
So the Toyota Prius, you have a wonderful hybrid technology. Like I said, that was the front runner. You can get up to 60 miles to the gallon, you know, if you drive it correctly. But if you're just driving, you know, and throughout town, you know, on the highway, whatever the case is, and you're not trying to milk that fuel economy, probably looking at still around 50 miles to the gallon.
So how do those engines work? So it's both gas and electric.
Yes.
So when does it switch over to battery? It's where you're running off of battery.
Right. So whenever you come to a stop, I've actually had customers think that their vehicles have turned off because the gas motor actually shuts down and you're running solely on battery at that point.
Mm-hmm.
As you're accelerating coming up, you're going to feel that nice torque that I had mentioned earlier. And then once you get probably about 15, 20 miles per hour, that's going to end up kicking over to the gas engine, and they just kind of feed back and forth to each other. As you're braking, your brake is actually regenerating your electric battery as well.
I see. So if you got on the interstate and you're traveling, that's where you really get the good mileage, right?
That is actually a common misconception. You actually get a little bit better in
the
city.
Misconception. It's always hard for me to call it right. So.
Right. Well, and with the gas models, you know, that is exactly where you're getting the better fuel economy because you're not constantly stopping and restarting and everything.
When you're cruising, at that time, you're building up a lot of electric, a lot in the batteries.
Yeah, and as you're going, you're going to be going back and forth between the gas motor as well as the electric motor. Your city driving, you're actually going to get a little bit better because as you're braking, like I said, your gas motor is going to turn off, and it won't come back on until you're getting up to that 15, 20 miles per hour there.
Okay, so if somebody comes on the Munganass Burkhart Toyota lot, if they ask for you, are they going to get you?
Absolutely. They come in and ask for me. I'd be more than happy. Our customers are our lifeline. You know, we would be nothing without our customers. And we try to build up repeat customers. That's kind of what we have worked on for years.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have multiple salesmen who have been there for a long, long time, who have customers who continue coming back, as well as that referral business. We want all of our customers to send in friends, family. We want to sell to them all and take care of them.
So how long have they been in town, in Godfrey?
So there was an Alton Dodge, or Alton Toyota Dodge dealership that Mung and Ast had purchased actually back in the 80s. So late 80s, they started there. Then the current Toyota building actually was built and opened in 2007. So the year that I started, but they had opened up a little bit before I started there.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you in here this morning.
Thank you very much.
Anything you want to add as we end this interview with you?
Not a whole lot. You know, I'm just very thankful and grateful. Kurt and Katie Mung and Ast, you know, they've been wonderful to work for, and Jamie and Therese Burkhard, you know, my general manager and part owner of the dealership. It's just been wonderful to work with them, and I've always said that it works from the top down. You know, they take care of us, we take care of our salespeople, and our salespeople take care of the customers.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll see you around.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.